Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Here we go, folks. We're live.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and I am your host, Mark Hoffman, and we're ready to rock and roll here. We got a busy show. I'm a little late tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming on board here with us, a tad late. We had a little incident with my wife. She happened to accidentally lock her keys in the car this evening and called me with 20 minutes to spare. So I had to push the time back 30 minutes. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And again, thank you for your patience and dealing with my shenanigans this evening and going to save the day. Sometimes you got to play the hero. Hey, Katrina's watching. My niece is watching. How you doing? She sent me an obscene message today. It was horrifying to get that from my niece. How dare you? Funny, but yuck. Ladies and gentlemen, we're rocking and rolling. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Uh-oh. What's happening? You hearing me? I took the mute off on my live feed that I'm watching. I got to watch the show at the same time as we listen to the show. But, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, 2020 is coming up, and we're doing some great things here tonight on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. what I do, I just put my pad down. I got everybody on the list here. I see Fred, I see Jonathan, and I see Natalie, and I think I see James. What I'm going to do real fast, because you know I always like to do this, I'm going to screen one more call. He called right at the last second. It's because I had to push the show back and he got out of whack, and we're all out of whack and everything's out of whack. So I'm going to play this cool tune by my good friend Dave Bray. it's called Into the Fire. We're going to send it out to all the firefighters battling these fires. And I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm going to play it. I'm going to screen it. Oh, I can't play it like that. I got to play it here on the soundboard. I'm going to play this song quick, just a clip, and then we're going to get back to the show right after this. Let me make sure this is our good friend James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, and we will go right on from there. Hold on, folks.
Put on the armor to battle the devil's flames. Into the fire I ran, chasing it back with all that I had, back to the hell from which it came. Man who went in never came back, but I never trained. Thank you. Please don't forget.
Hey, that's the bootleg version. I got that version before the album came out, ladies and gentlemen, from my good friend Dave Bray. I had that on our board for a long, long time. But you can get the studio copy out now on Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today. So tonight we're going to try to unite some groups and get together with some good people and try to unite some people and get a big, gigantic, at least a statewide, if not maybe if we can work with James and Fred of Overpass for America, a nationwide walk away, stop the steal, Overpasses for America Patriot Nation radio rally in the new year to join these groups together to keep the president, and turn this country red and save this country. You see, I'm wearing my Patriots United shirt. It's red for my veterans. I know it's not Friday, it's Monday. You're supposed to wear blue on Monday. Blue Monday for our fallen police officers and to support the men in blue. But I'm wearing red Friday on Monday because it's Patriots United. That's what we're doing here tonight on the Patriot Nation radio show. So the lady who got this whole idea rolling in my head when we started talking was a young lady, Natalie, from Walk Away, Florida. She came on the show a couple weeks ago, and we chit-chatted, and it was fun, and we had a good time. And it bounced around in our heads like, hey, what if we got the Stop the Steal guys and Overpasses, and we got everybody together and had a rally to kick off the two-year stretch leading up to the 2020 elections with a big rally uniting people, having folks walking away. We're talking to Lexit and Blexit. That's Latinos exiting the Democrat Party and blacks exiting the Democrat Party and walk away and stop the steal. We can do what we can. We can fight all the way to the top and win this. So right now, first, I'm going to bring in, because this is what started the ball rolling. So I'm going to bring Natalie in first, and she can tell us about Walk Away Florida and stuff like that real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, our good friend Natalie from Walk Away Florida. What's happening, Natalie?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm sipping on some coffee. It was a little crazy, hectic madness here at our house tonight, but we're live. We made it. And I want to thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
You know, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Walk Away Florida, and then we'll start bringing in the other people and introducing everybody and get this ball rolling. I don't know if what's his name is on the line. What's Royale? I don't know if I hear him on the line.
Royale.
We have a Roger. He's on the line joining in, but I didn't get Royale. So if you're in
Royale
the queue right now,
so hopefully,
if he's in, is he got the same area code as you? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well,
but
I see someone on
the
board.
Information because he just messaged me.
If he's on the queue, if he's in, tell him to press 1, and I'll see it. It'll take him right to the top of the board. And then I'll be able to identify him.
All right.
So this is Natalie, ladies and gentlemen. And she came on the show a couple weeks ago, and this got the idea rolling of, hey, man, we should do something. We should keep this going. We should get some momentum and build into the new year. And I said, well, you know, the Stop the Steal guys are pretty cool, and they worked really hard in Broward. Maybe we can get them going here in Florida and get them involved. And we were like, wow, that's a great idea. And I'm good friends for a long time with the creator of Overpasses for America, James Neighbors, and his number two is his right-hand man, Fred Schneider, for years and years and years, since Fred was back in Illinois. And now he's like in Texas. And these guys have been doing this for a long time. James went to California. He went back home. He was all over the place. He got married. He broke his neck as a prison guard and the whole nine yards, and we've been there through it all together. And so I also invited them along. So we have Fred Schneider and James Neighbors going to join us too. But real fast, I don't know if you met Jonathan from Stop the Steal, but I'm going to bring John. I think this is Jonathan. Yep, Jonathan from Stop the Steal is coming in next. Welcome to the show, Jonathan. Say hello to Natalie and welcome.
Hi, Natalie. Hey, guys. Thanks for having us come in and join the conversation.
Yes, and I hope to help promote Stop the Steal and keep them going as a formidable organization in Florida. Join us with these rallies and to help keep Florida and the country red. And I hope you guys are on board and will join us as we're going to try to plan something here where we can all meet on overpasses across Florida and hopefully across the nation. I'm sure there's a schedule coming up of nationwide rallies that we could join with overpasses and make this a huge success across the country. And I hope you're on board and we can do that. Now, you guys are stationed where? Out of Texas, correct?
Yeah, so we actually flew into Florida once the election debacle started under Brenda Snipes in Broward County, as everyone knows very well about. But you can visit StopTheSteelFlorida.org. We brought a lot of organization to help, bring materials and supplies and things to help, people who are coming together, this grassroots, coalition that formed almost overnight of social media influencers with huge followings and people on the ground, who maybe never even used Twitter before, but found a voice online and working with people who have, worked on statewide and national campaigns to really make sure that, because handling the media can be challenging and making sure that media is talking to the right people. And, and a lot of times when these things happen, people parachute in from national organizations and it's all about, listen to us. We're like famous and we know everything, right? We wanted to make sure that people in Florida had access to the views online, and that's why with people like Ollie Alexander, used his platform to really help amplify people in Florida's presence, and so we were really excited about it, and I think that this movement, definitely woke a lot of people in Florida to what's going on.
Yep, and the hashtag is very popular here in the Sunshine State. Stop the Steal. It's very, very popular still. We're using it here on the advertising for the show. And we got to try and get folks to rally if they probably want to join Stop the Steal. Is there a page for Stop the Steal? We know there's a Walk Away Florida page. We're all over it. Is there a Stop the Steal page that people can go to and maybe start? Maybe we could start another grassroots effort statewide, nationwide, right now here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Someone here in Florida to kick off the Stop the Steal group.
Yeah, so we definitely should be making sure that we get a Facebook page or group started. We've been doing mostly, through online, through the website, but that's actually something somebody else talked to us about. And I mean, this is good too. We definitely, appreciate people saying what they think, they'd like to see happen to keep this momentum going. I also think too, with all the people that we met, we made sure to get them to sign up for our email so that we could keep everybody, on the same page. And so anything that, anything that happens from then, from the original Stop the Steal rallies ongoing in the future, we can definitely blast out events that are happening in Florida with our platform, and so we're happy to do that. But we probably should make a Facebook page. I think a lot of people, I'm not as big on Facebook. I'm mostly like Twitter is my favorite platform, and so I think that a lot of people though would like a Facebook page, so we should probably make one of those.
Amen. And there's other social media platforms out there also. And I'm slowly gearing up and getting part of all of them, Spreely being one of them, and Liberty Rush, a friend of mine, runs. And you can find them, libertyrush.com and Spreely.com. You find Overpasses for America on Spreely. And I'm going to bring in the founder real fast and his right-hand man, Fred, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. James Neighbors and Fred Schneider. What's happening, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, Mark, good evening.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. You guys been listening? We got Stop the Steal. Fred, they're down in Texas, so maybe we can get them involved in the Overpasses Texas sector.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to Natalie already. We had a conversation a few weeks ago. That's how
excellent.
She got
had,
to you, remember?
Well, Natalie's on the phone on the show right now. I think that's who we talked with.
I know.
Right. Natalie, say hello to Fred.
Hey,
right.
Fred,
so that's right. And that's also part of the connection that got this ball rolling and got this. And Fred's the reason why it sprung into my head that Overpasses definitely needed to be in this, because he's the guy that made that connection also. So here we are. James, say hello to Fred, Natalie, and Jonathan. Natalie's from A Walk Away, Jonathan's from Stop the Steal, and Fred, well, you know Fred.
Yes. Yeah, well, hello, everybody.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, that's James Davis, the founder of Old Fashioned Firma. Tell Natalie and Jonathan a little bit about Overpasses for America, because I don't know if they know about your organization and the wide reach you guys have, and then how we can reach on Spreely.
We started out originally as an anti-Obama protest group. We realized really quickly that the problem was not just simply one man. It was an embedded problem within the entire government. And so we kind of spread our message out just a little bit. And, with the method that we use with the overpass rallies and protests, in June of 2014, we stopped amnesty from becoming a reality. So we know that we've got power when we can get people out in numbers to do it, because, well, we've done it before, and we've done it before. We've seen the net result. And it's an amazingly inexpensive way and a really fun way for just somebody to reach, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in just a short amount of time, depending on where you live.
And we've been on board with overpasses pretty much from the beginning, because we started the same summer as overpasses, which is, and here we are, man. It's coming up on 6 years in about 6 months, 8 months. We'll be doing it 6 years. Crazy. Whew. So I was thinking, right, I would love to, like, do some kind of rally, at least statewide here in Florida, with Walk Away, because, Natalie, Walk Away is in, you guys are in a few different cities, like Jacksonville, Orlando, the Tampa area, am I correct?
Well, actually, we started with the Walk Away campaign. Brandon Straka, our founder, started that. And then right before the midterms, he started all of the state pages. So we actually only have Walk Away Florida. However, one of the reasons for doing the show and reaching out to all the other Florida groups is we want to try to gather everybody together, because obviously we're going to be stronger with more people than just a few of us. So I reach out to all of the Florida pages I can find, to all of the Republican offices. I've got a message into DeSantis to try to get a meeting with him just to see what we can do to prepare for 2020. So, yeah, we're everywhere, but it's actually just Walk Away Florida.
Well, hallelujah. We're going to spread the message. Now, you have – how many chapters are in Florida? Do you guys got somebody in any other cities? I know for sure we're in Tampa, and I know Royale is moving over to another Florida location. He's in transit right now, in fact, I think he told me. And but we're thinking maybe there's some Jacksonville and Orlando and St. Pete and Tampa. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have people all over the place. I mean, we've got people in the Keys. We've got people in Miami. We've got people in the Panhandle. It's just a matter of trying to get everybody together on the same page, because we're not going to be able to break it down into, city groups. So if we can reach as many people as we can, get them on Walk Away Florida, that way, if, you put together a rally, that rally information is on Walk Away Florida, and everybody sees it. And then we've reached everybody. So that's really the goal going into 2020.
Right. And that's what's good about having Overpasses join us, is they're a very large organization with many members. James, how many members now is Overpasses? I know that the Facebook is still kind of chugging along with the help of a few of us. I know, I think our friend Karen is ready to bail on Facebook herself and head on over to Spreely. But how many members is Overpasses right now? I know that the page is booming still on Facebook. I get a lot of response from there.
Well,
not
well,
the page, the group.
Fred was really the one that didn't want to do census on that. And, I haven't, of course, been able to interact with Facebook at all since October 11th. So I have no clue in the world what's going on there, except for what Fred relays to me. And of course, he can't tell me everything that he might see or hear from people that are still on there. And from Karen and whatnot like that. Secondhand information is you can do a lot of things on Facebook real fast. And you know, so Fred's been really kind of been the one kind of keeping the pieces together right now. Well, while I'm kind of transitioning away from making an income on the website, I'm having to go into something else just to pay the bills.
Right. And how's it going over on Spreely with Overpasses? I've been over there, and I believe the guy who's creating Spreely is going to join us this coming Thursday. Am I right, Fred?
Yes, sir. He sure is.
It's picking up Go ahead, Fred. I'm sorry.
The whole thing is, you know, on October 11th, when Facebook took down our page of 600,000 followers.
They took down like 800 pages. They took down 800 pages.
You know, and then they eliminated my account and James's account, which makes it very difficult to get to our groups. And, you know, I was on there on a borrowed account, but that borrowed account has been cut off except for Messenger. So I can't even get to any of the groups right now on Facebook. And, you know, if you're on Facebook, and I realize a lot of people are on Facebook, but Facebook is oppression and it's censorship. And I have been trying to tell the Walk Away campaign, their main group, you know, that they've been being censored for months because their message Facebook doesn't want out there. And I've talked to some higher-ups in the Walk Away campaign saying, listen, I'm not telling you to leave Facebook, but you need to expand your horizons to other platforms because there may come a day where Walk Away
Facebook
is just like Overpasses, and you get your legs chopped out from under you. You know what
and
I mean?
And all the work you guys did, too, pictures, photographs, information, groups, there was so much work put in, and you guys aren't the only one. Ladies and gentlemen, Facebook scrapped, I believe, 800 conservative pages in one swoop. 800.
Yes, they did.
Everything.
With 175 million followers. Think about that. 175 million
crazy
followers, and through the course of the election, after that time, Facebook scrubbed 2 billion conservative patriotic imprints by getting rid of us all. 2 billion. Think about that. And you wonder how come, and you know, Facebook is becoming a big echo chamber for the left. And if you're on the right, or you're in the middle, or you believe in the country, you're being censored. Let's face it, you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know what
that.
Yes, Jonathan. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jonathan Lockwood with Stop the Steal, and I just have to say, you know, what we've seen with Laura Loomer, for example, getting the rug pulled out from under her, and countless other voices. This is a coordinated effort, a takedown of conservative voices, and it's only going to get worse. And I fear for, you know, organizations like Walk Away and like other groups here that, you know, if you put your stock in your social media presence, it can be taken away, and there's no recourse. And so I think that one of the things, we all get caught up in the personalities and the drama of the day and the news and the fake news and the media narratives, but we need to get the president, everyone in this chat, everyone listening that's going to listen to this or replay it, needs to call their Republican member or Democrat member of Congress and demand that they stand up against the social media censorship. Because, you know, months ago I was talking about this and I said, you know, today it's Laura, tomorrow it's going to be somebody else, and all the usual suspects in the general, you know, Ben Shapiro type crowd are like, oh well, you know, they're extreme, or I don't agree with them, so I don't care that they're going to get booted off, or they have to virtue signal, like, well, I don't support Alex Jones, but I don't think he should get kicked off. You know, they've been kind of transitioning to that position. And now, you know, they're starting to get kicked off too. Some of those people from that side of the party. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before you're next. So we need President Trump to stand up for us and stand up for us from getting booted off of social media, deformed or unpersoned. People have so many different names for it. But at the end of the day, we need President Trump to stand up for us, and Republicans and people that have walked away from the Democrat Party And, you know, people from all walks of life need to call on the president to make a signature issue in his 2020 campaign that social media tech giants can't just silence all of us that support him.
Right.
Because
and
in a sense, you have all of that going on social media, and then you have Brenda Snipes, you know, sort of behavior going on. So our voices and our votes are getting silenced, and that can't be. That you don't have a country. Just like if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have voices
right.
and you don't have votes, you don't have a country.
It's crazy.
Well,
they are going full bore to try and like make the Constitution go away in any way to a millennial to a 25-year-old kid that is a liberal. The Constitution is an old relic on the wall in a museum. It means nothing other than that. You know, scary. So, James, what's the schedule for overpasses in the new year? Is there on any kind of nationwide rallies coming up, say, in January that we could, like, incorporate Stop the Steal, Walk Away, Patriot Nation Radio into one gigantic rally? Try to make, you know, try to get some people out on an overpass instead of three people. It's been three people the last two times I went on the overpass. It's kind of disheartening. You still got to stand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we have anything specifically planned for January. I mean, typically it's next to impossible to get people out in the winter month just because of the weather.
Well, we are here in Sunshine State, so I think a statewide rally in Florida is probably a better idea.
It would probably work a little better in the southern states. You know, they usually carry us during the winter months because, I mean, let's face it, it's cold in Wisconsin right now. And
you know, well, we got the Deep South group is still going on the Facebook, and that's where I post a lot of my stuff there. And you know, because I'm in the Deep South, being in the Sunshine State, so I do post in the overpasses Deep South. So now that I announced it over the air, I'm sure that they're going to be getting ready to cut that page off too, but listen.
Those groups are going to last with me being gone. I don't know who in the world's going to, you know. At some point, I would think that Facebook's going to implode everything that had to do with overpasses.
Yeah, well, eventually, probably, right? That's really
yeah,
right. Is it
lasted so long? To be honest, I kind of figured they would have already nuked everything by now, you know. But what are you gonna do?
Well, you know, Mark, this is one of the reasons why we're spreading out to other platforms. You know, we were moving out to other platforms before we got taken off of Facebook, because when Alex Jones got taken down, we said we're on the hit list. We know we're going to go sooner or later. I never would have imagined it would be 2 months later, though. You know,
Philly, too.
James has been working mumblet.com very heavily, and I have been working spreely.com very heavily. Both these places tout freedom of speech, and everything I've seen from them is freedom of speech. I mean, yes, there are laws that govern social media. You can't post porn. You can't post nudity. You can't post child porn. You're going to get thrown off.
No.
But you can speak your mind. You can. Your political speech is not something that the social media giants are supposed to be censoring. Not at all. And on these other platforms, it's totally open for discussion. And that, you know, we have a long ways to go to recoup ourselves, but we're working on it slowly but surely, and every day we're working on it, you know. So, I mean, Facebook for us is a dying thing for us, because we have no way to recruit people, because we have no page. We don't have our 600,000 follower page to sit there and go to our groups anymore. So the groups are still there. As James said, we don't know. But You know, this is how come we've been saying for a good solid month, you've got to get off of Facebook. If you want to stay with us, you've got to go to these other platforms to stay with us, because sooner or later, Facebook is going to say, these groups got to go too, you know?
Little by little, group by group. Patriot Nation Radio is still here, still chugging along. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, I try not to use vulgarity. I don't get offensive. I try not to be offensive. Maybe I'm just skating along, man, just doing it right. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just thankful that Patriot Nation Radio keeps chugging. It's crazy. I don't do any of that. I think what they were citing when they slashed 800 accounts was, they're using these for clickbait. So you go to sites where they're making money. Yes, so. You know, everything's all about
every website, every
Mark,
page on Facebook is doing that.
You know, that's the thing, Mark. None of the things, except for one thing that Facebook had leveled accusations against me about, were true. None of my headlines that I was publishing were clickbait. In fact, I was told by clickbait artists that they were too boring and I'd never get anybody to read anything. So I know they weren't, because the people that were doing were telling me they weren't. And
the
and
clickbait
so,
people say, yeah. That's crazy, see? It's crazy.
I was just literally, we were silenced because they were trying to have an outcome on the election. They were trying to have a negative effect for Republicans on the election. They knew that Overpass for America was working with Walk Away to have a bunch of rallies going on, and they castrated us right before the election.
And of course, and there's so many things going on that happened right at election time. You know what I mean? It's kind of funny how they're timing all these events like this crisis right now, which is unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's shaking out at the border. But one thing I'm glad about is they're sealing it up and they're fighting back. And it's pretty impressive to see the folks in Tijuana actually stand up and say, you're invading our town. Get out. What is this? Rah, rah, rah. They actually stood up and defended their nation. It was great to see. It was quite inspiring, no? What do you think? Anybody?
I'm amazed that the Mexicans were complaining about illegal aliens. I mean, honestly, let's think about this. It might give them a whole new perspective on coming up here, having seen what happens to us.
Now we got a little bit more dog in the fight, we can say, see, now you understand, don't you? Now get out.
Yeah.
Well, what we have to recognize is that this is not just some, you know, phony baloney issue. This is an attack, a well-coordinated, well-funded attack on our border. And these people, these human smugglers, are so despotic. They're sick. They are using women and children as human shields, and the Democrats are giving them a red carpet to do it. So we need President Trump to continue his strong stance on national borders, because, you know, this whole open borders Democrat socialists that now are, you know, gaining control back in this country. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, the rest.
You see, the United Nations is digging their heels in, and I'm hearing that the Mexican government's kind of letting the UN run the show, and they're calling it now a humanitarian crisis. It's a man-made crisis. They created their own crisis. They need to clean up their own damn mess and move back home. We have no more room here for illegal people. You come here legally, you pay the dough, you learn the Constitution, you pledge allegiance to our flag, to the United States of America, and for the republic in which it stands, constitutional republic, then maybe, put down the Honduras. You know, if these idiots were walking 2,000 miles and 5,000 of them were waving American flags going, USA, USA, I might go, well, that's not so bad, you know, but they're carrying Honduran flags, flipping off President Trump and saying, screw you, we're coming. That's an invasion when they do it that way.
Well,
you know?
they're also, I mean, it's the most crass thing you can see is people coming into your country with another nation's flag. And so the question that everyone should ask the Democrats is, why are you all denigrating American nationalism, but you're so okay with Honduran nationalism or Mexican nationalism?
Right.
You know, President Obama talked about exceptionalism, that everyone has their own exceptionalism, right? Why is it that the Democrats are so okay with this foreign nationalism, but not American nationalism, when this is America?
Well, because American nationalism is racist.
It's another example of their of cultural Marxism and the hypocrisy that lies within it.
Yes.
We are what they're trying to tear down. And so no matter what happens anywhere else, it's always going to be bad if it's about America to Democrats.
Yep.
However they can see it, they will see it to be negative.
Did you see all these rallies that took place where you had liberals on one side of the street and the conservatives or patriots on the other side of the street? The patriot side had flags, American flags, Gadsden flags, God bless America, you know, very patriotic. And then on the other side, nary a flag, not one flag. Oh, wait, you might have seen a PLO flag or an Antifa flag, but you didn't see an American flag. It's scary stuff. They do not support their own country.
The bottom line is, these people are not supportive of America. They're only interested in globalization. Of course they don't care about America anymore. They've got to let it all go. They want to let it all go, which is exactly what we're all fighting against.
It's time for the United States to kick the UN out and for the United States to get the hell out of the United Nations and seal up this
Absolutely.
Country and get ready for battle. Bring all our troops home,
Absolutely.
Seal up the border, and say, bring it, punks! We're ready!
Yep.
And we just take them all out one by one.
Yep.
Something's got to give. We can't be supporting the world. We can't be supporting the earth. We can't be shelling out all this money to all these people when we have one homeless child anywhere in America.
The only way we're ever going to fix any of that is we've got to deal with the enemy within.
Absolutely.
And the only way to beat your enemy is to be twice as ruthless.
Well, I have to say, Oregon is the epicenter of Antifa. Portland is basically run by Antifa and Antifa coddlers. They have commandeered streets, they steal government buildings, put their own flag, and nothing happens to them. They dominate space that once they're done occupying the space, it costs tens of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money to clean up. Now, what's the point here? Antifa capital of the United States, Portland, Oregon, is also not, so they're coddling all the Antifa and they're paying for free abortions for all, which includes late-term and gender-based abortions and illegal aliens abortion, to the point now where people are coming from out of state of Oregon to come to Oregon for free abortions. They passed a bill to make it completely free at taxpayer expense. You're also seeing, you know, it's a sanctuary state, all this, and those other things I just mentioned. It's number one for youth homelessness, number one in the country. Well, why is that? Because they're giving all their money not to people that need it, that are American citizens, but they're shelling out money for Antifa to protest and demonstrate and shelling out money to illegal aliens who commit crimes and all the rest. So, you know, these things, they're tied together. And I think that, you know, one of the reasons why Walk Away has been so successful is because Walk Away is connecting these dots for people in a way that, you know, kind of transcends the normal – well, Team Red and Team Blue, and Trump was really effective at starting this, I think, to have everyone, like, think about this. 2 years ago, were all of us on this call together? No. And so what's happened now is there's more and more connections, and it's accelerating. And the just as the world's gotten smaller with the internet, the United States has gotten a lot smaller. And so now you can connect with people who you may never even have heard of 10 years ago. So I think, you know, we have every tool at our capability to use, which is why you're seeing us get silenced and why really we need Trump to continue to stand up to big tech and work something out with them, because, you know, our best tools are getting taken away from us.
Yep. Little by little, they're pushing the conservative voice to the curb like a redheaded stepchild. And it's really just a horrific scene what's happening. But we keep fighting. We keep talking. I got to tell you, after October, before October 11th, my views and my listens were in the double digits, you know, 10,000, 12,000. And they went from that, you know, 8,000, 5,000, it went 3,000 to 300, like in days. You know, I went, the episodes tanked so fast. I've been working so hard to build the audience back up. It's been coming up. So we've been really working. It's really hard. But I've been building it back up slowly, and we're getting there.
Well, you know, one thing, Mark, an observation that I've noticed about the entire walkaway movement is, I won't lie, I am extremely partisan right wing. You know this, and anybody that knows me knows this, and I'm not shy about that fact. Now, the beauty of what I've found that we get from having Walk Away is we actually have people that understand both perspectives. And I suppose I have to say thank you for translating what I've been trying to say in a much more understandable way.
Walk Away, man. Walk Away. It worked out really good. So let's start with Natalie first. Give out if there's any website information, things like that. And then maybe I'll start a little chat somehow, some way. I got a conference call number. We could all get together on the side and plan something for a statewide rally in the new year. But any contact information for Walk Away Florida, Natalie?
Yeah, so the first thing I would have people do is go to Walk Away Campaign. That's hashtag Walk Away Campaign on Facebook. That's the main site. I would really implore people to go look at Brandon's original video. Brandon Straka has a 6-minute video on why he walked away from the left, and it's very, very powerful. And I think that's one of the reasons it just struck a nerve with people. And then for Walk Away Florida, it's hashtag Walk Away Florida, all one word, no spaces. Check it out. The videos are amazing, and everyone tells their story. They either write it down or they videotape it and say, this is why I walked away from the left. There are a lot of Democrats who walked away. There are a lot of independents. There are a lot of Republicans on Walk Away, just because everybody, like Fred said, realizes now that the one thing we have in common is America. All of the little stuff, all of the superfluous stuff, it just doesn't matter. What matters is we realize that we're in the fight to save America, and that's what's pulling people together, and I think that's why Walk Away is so successful.
Amen. Hallelujah. And how can folks find that great campaign? Just to be clear, so that if folks from Florida want to join or get involved and get in on this rally, we're getting ready to do this big old rally. We want to try to get at least – last time, one of the best rallies I ever had, and it's a pretty popular picture, with 75 people up on the overpass, I-4 and 301 in Tampa. And I want to do that again. That was fun. So how can folks get in touch with Walk Away Florida?
Yeah, that would be great. We'll do that. We'll send it up the chain and get some stuff going. We've got some ideas that we've pushed up to the top as far as getting all of Florida together and making sure that the state never goes blue.
Amen. Hallelujah. We came close this last election. I want to thank you, Natalie, so much for getting the idea, getting the ball and rolling with Fred on a possible statewide serious rally to wake some people up, get other people to walk away, maybe get somebody going by in a car. I don't know. I've been on overpass when people pull up and go, so what are you guys doing? And it's a pleasure to tell them. We're supporting our president. We are waving flags because we love America. We think that Benghazi was a tragic mistake and these people should be in prison that caused this problem. And we stood on overpasses and we had a lot of fun. Jonathan, Stop the Steal. If folks want to get in touch with Stop the Steal and maybe get in touch and form their own chapter in their own state, that would be great. Who could they contact and where could they go?
Yeah, so the Stop the Steal movement, really, it's going to be something I think everyone will see continue to grow, and you can go to stoptheSteelFlorida.org. That's our home website where you can see the chief organizers' bios and get their Twitter handles and everything you really need. So stopthesteelflorida.org, and thank you for having us join the call.
No problem. Thank you so much. And please stay in touch. Find us on Facebook. And, you know, we keep talking. We'll keep spreading the message. I'm all about spreading the message, if it's the right message, of freedom, liberty, and the American way of life. You know, and voting and stopping them from stealing the vote is very integral to the republic in which we live in. You know what I'm saying? James, Overpasses for America has now moved over to Mumblet and Spreely. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you guys over there.
Well, I mean, the easiest way would be, if you happen to be on Mumblet or Spreely, just when you get there, just search for Overpasses. We're pretty much the only thing on there with that name, or, you know, no spoof pages yet anyway. So, and, you know, yeah, you can just find us on there, and you know, we can get anything organized in your area. Yeah, you know, right now, like I said, because of what happened with Facebook, we are kind of having to rebuild, so we're needing some self-starters. And if you're one of those type of people that's a self-starter that's willing to stand up for America, then, yeah, look us up on Mumblet and Spreely.
There you go. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight. I was hoping our friend Royale was going to join us. I don't know if he made it. If you're there in the queue, Royale, hit one now. We give a few minutes to talk about Trigger Nation. It's something he's looking to start, and he's involved here in the fight for the fair elections and other things. Walk Away Florida, check out the hashtag. Look for them on the Facebook, too. And, of course, Stop the Stealing Overpasses for America on Spreely and Mumblet. You want to go check them out. And I got a good friend. His name's Rob, and he's doing LibertyRush.com. There's another one. There's a lot of social media popping up, folks, that have a lot of the same features, qualities, and things that Facebook has. And people are so entwined in Facebook with their lives. It's unbelievable. You know, your photos, your contacts, your friends, your family, everybody's there. And then one day, like James and Fred, you wake up and it's all gone. Everything you had put on, your pages, your groups, and your main page, your profile, where you did all your fun stuff. You put your family pictures of walking a dog or whatever the hell you put, gone. You know, it's that simple. Now, folks, you got to understand that Facebook really is, I guess, it's a publicly owned thing, but as soon as you click the terms of agreement without reading them and you go, okay, I'm sure somewhere in them terms of agreement says you have no right to say anything that goes against our policies, and our policies are the policies we choose, not what you choose. And we all click, okay, and we don't read it. And I never read the policies. I just wanted to have a damn Facebook page so I can be a blabbermouth. Here I am. But it happens. Again, I want to thank all you guys for coming on tonight. Check them out. Mumblet, Spreely, Liberty Rush, hashtag Walk Away Florida, hashtag Stop the Steal, StopTheSteelFlorida.org, was it, Jonathan, .org?
Oh, it's StopTheSteelFlorida.org.
StopTheSteelFlorida.org. You can see some of the stuff, meet the people, get some contacts, and learn how you can stop the steal if they're trying to steal your election, because these guys did some good work here in Florida. I want to thank them for coming and doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, I also have another friend of the show I would like to give a shout-out to. It kind of – I don't like to use profanity on the show, but the name of the thing has profanity in it. God forbid. Patriot Shit Outfitters, www.patriotshit.com. Get over there right away. Check them out. PatriotShit.com Outfitters today. Go ahead and check it out. They got some cool stuff. I want to thank those guys. They're going to send me some patches. I'm going to send them some free advertising. Hallelujah. Did I see how we work together? And don't forget, is there an actual website for Overpasses? Because I'm wearing an old shirt, Patriots United, and right on there says overpasses.org. Is there still overpasses.org?
Yeah, I'm still putting news out on the Overpasses website. You know, it's, 90% of my traffic came from Facebook, and that's why I'm having to kind of retool where I'm making a living at, because the old ads don't pay off when 90% of your bloodstream gets cut off.
Right. So then you can go to overpasses.org and check out some cool articles. They got some good stuff over there, great info. always putting out good information. I want to thank you guys all again for coming on. And if you all want to stick around, please stick around. I'm going to play our good friend Dave Bray in the national anthem. I'll put the flag right here in the camera so everybody can join me and rise in the live feed. I just got to get it turned on here. I don't know what the heck's happening. These phones are silly. All right, here we go. We're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen. It's all from our good friend Dave Bray, too. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Here we go. Star Spangled Banner. As only Dave can play it. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. Schedule's kind of thin right now. We got the creator of Spreely coming on Thursday and a couple others trying to get Paloma from down on the border. She may join us too Thursday. We're working on it. Here we go. Star Spangled Banner. There's probably going to be a commercial. Always a commercial. Here we go. Folks, another episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show in the books. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thanks for being patient and sticking around. I ended a little early. God bless you. God bless America. And again, thanks to each and every one of you guys for tuning in. We're looking to have Paloma from the border Thursday. I'm working hard, but we have definitely the founder of Spreely is going to join us, and possibly the founder of Liberty Rush may join us too. Who knows? Maybe we can get Rob to kick in and talk about Liberty Rush, libertyrush.com. Social media without censorship, something we're looking for. You know, the left rhetoric, of the left, minus that. How's that, Rob? We'll be having a new advertisement for Liberty Rush here real soon. I want to thank you, each and every one of you again, for tuning in. Catch us Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here. Barring any tragic events that cause me to speed off and rescue people at the last second. Good night. God bless you. Peace.